Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, this morning I have just a little bit of this and a little bit of that to talk about because I've been attending the IMA conference. One another group of initials, you go, what is that? Well, it is the Iowa Museum Association, and they're celebrating their 40th anniversary of when they first started, and the annual meeting is being held in Ames at Iowa State University. So, like many conferences you go to, if those of you go to that kind of thing, or even to the fair or wherever you can pick up, you're given a lot of information about various things. And even though, you know, I know a little bit about the state of Iowa, as all of us probably do, there's always new things to learn. So I just wanted to share a few of those today that were kind of new to me, or at least I got additional information. And the first one has to do with silos and smokestacks. I'm guessing you have seen those signs as you go to Des Moines on I-80. You perhaps have seen some signs that talks about silos and smokestacks, which is an agricultural program. But I did not know exactly where it is. Well, I still can't tell you exactly where it is, although I can tell you where to find that information, because Silos and Smokestacks is a National Heritage Area, and it's located in 37 Iowa counties. It's about a third of the state. You know, we've got 99 counties, and they're mostly in the northeast part of the state, but that does include some in Des Moines, Urbandale, and then over to Bettendorf, Amana, Cedar Rapids, and so on. So a lot of places in those 37 counties. And we received a book, which I'm sure is available to you, that goes through each of those and tells you what you can see there, what you can visit. Some of them are museums. Some of them are conservation centers, nature centers, a dairy center. The Living History Farms is a part of it. And so what is it you might be interested in or your family's interested in? Well, there's probably something there, and more than one, in the Silos and Smokestacks National Heritage Area. The major purpose is to show and have you experience some things related to agriculture, but agriculture in the big picture. So this would be a good time, actually, to head to Northeast Iowa. I'm guessing the leaves are really pretty since ours are getting kind of pretty here. I'm guessing there's still some pretty leaves in Northeast Iowa. And you could just visit a lot of these various areas that's included in the Silos on Smokestacks National Heritage Area. Things for the kids to do, things for everybody to do, good food, you know, it just goes on and on. And of course, if you have a computer, you can always put in silosandsmokestacks.org and get all of this information. Another just quickie, if you'd just like to go to Ames, well, that's where Ryman Gardens is located. And this is a real specific thing. It's you know, not actually a museum, but it's a part of the IMA Association. And it relates to Halloween. You know, that's coming up really soon. On Saturday and Sunday, October 22 and 23, it's called Spirits in the Gardens. I wonder what they have out there in the garden. And it runs from 4 to 9 p.m. They start trick-or-treat from 4 to 7. Crafts in the garden room from 4 to 7. A jack-o'-lantern walk. And much more. So, Spirits in the Gardens. That's at Ryman Gardens on October 22 and 23. Completely different than what you may be thinking about when I started out talking about the Iowa Museum Association. Well, something else, a card that was laying there that I thought was a really interesting looking card is called Find Your Park in the Midwest. Now, you know, you can go on the Atlantic site, Cass County site, and find all the parks in Cass County. Well, if you'd like to find the national parks and related kinds of centers, then put in your computer findyourpark.com. And then you can put in your zip code if you want something close by, or perhaps you're taking a visit to another state. You could put in that state, and all of this information will come up that will show you about the national monuments, the national parks, other national centers. How many national parks and centers do we have in Iowa? I'm not going to answer that question, but one of them you maybe don't know about is the Effigy Mounds, and that's located near Harper's Ferry on the east side of the state. Very interesting. I'm guessing a lot of us, I've never been there, a lot of us probably don't know much about the Effigy Mounds, and it is a national monument with a whole education center, building, but they also have walking tours, and they tell you about the nature that's there. It's all of these national sites have been developed to take advantage of all of the possibilities of enjoyment and education. So findyourpark.com is a place to find out about parks all over the United States. Okay, then on to a different type of subject. One of the things, you know, we got a goodie bag. You know, when you go someplace like this, you get a goodie bag, and it's chock full of all of these different brochures and bulletins. And one of them in here really struck my fancy. It's called Treasures of the Textiles and Clothing Museum. And this, of course, is located at Iowa State University in Morrill Hall. And fascinating, they have at the Textiles and Clothing Museum 10,000 plus objects in the collection. And the part you see is at Morrill Hall, but in addition to the actual museum that you can go and look at and learn about, they have a storage facility also in Morrill Hall, and a conservation area and a resource room. Now, it's for your enjoyment, for a public enjoyment in terms of seeing the museum, but it is a really important resource for all of the textile and clothing students at Iowa State University as they learn about history and fabrics and culture and all kinds of things. That was interesting. This will say something about my age, I guess. The book that is the catalog for the museum is dedicated to the memory of Agatha Huppenbecher. She was a professor and department chair of textiles and clothing for a lot of years, and she was one of my instructors. I still remember the items that I sewed for that particular class. It was a clothing construction class, and of course we had particular assignments as to what kinds of things we needed to work on. She died in 2012, so she was active for a long time. She actually was a department chair from 1973 to 1993. I think I was lucky to be there before she became the chair, since she was one of my instructors, and I have really good memories of that. Well, in the Textiles and Clothing Museum collection, as we mentioned, there are just all kinds of historic dress. And when you say historic, when I say historic, what age does that mean? Well, some of the more recent ones are from the 50s and 60s. You know, history continues, so we need to have some of the more recent kinds of items in there too. But they also come from all kinds of countries, and some from their early history here is about 1920, the mid-20s. That's when the museum was established. So those are some of the earlier outfits and kinds of clothing that are here. This little book is very colorful. If anybody would like to borrow it, I certainly will have it at KJN, and you're welcome to borrow it and see the kinds of things that are in the Textiles and Clothing Museum at Iowa State University. So much out there to see, so much out there to do in a wide variety of ways, whether it's being really active, or maybe it's watching a movie, or maybe it's just taking a walk, whatever. Lots of opportunities to learn more about our state of Iowa, and actually across the nation and actually across the world as some of those kinds of cultures came to Iowa. So just think about what those possibilities are, and hopefully that you maybe gained insight to a couple of new things for you. Until next time, here's a thought. A year from now, you may wish you had started today.